It's time to get live and local.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
When I was in school down in Chapel Hill.
I'm excited, man.
The music is just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirreled nut zippers. Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and more from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
And it is time for Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. If you want to support out-of-work artists, laid-off employees of arts organizations, and other Orange County arts organizations in general, there is a fund, the Orange County Arts Support Fund. Find them online at artsorange.org/support fund and get more information there. During Radio Concerts on the Hill, we'll throw the spotlight on one great local musician or group. We'll be spotlighting them for the entire hour. And today, the spotlight shines on Catherine Whalen. She is maybe best known for her work with Squirrel Nut Zippers. In the last couple of decades, she's done some amazing solo work, and we're going to spotlight some of that during this hour. But we're really going to focus on a new project that she's got going called Certain Seas. It's a duo between her and Austin Riopelle. They've got their self-titled debut EP out now on Bandcamp, certainseas.bandcamp.com, to get the full EP. And our first song of the hour is off it. This is Catherine Whalen and Certain Seas with Fingers Crossed.
Nightmare of a gambler, love to take a chance. Warm bones tumble from your coated hands. Toss your irons in the fight, you can do the tricks. Fingers crossed, hope the memory will stick. Fingers crossed, so the memory will stick. Catching up on sea, woke up, my hands were wet. I don't know you at all, but I'm still falling fast. Should I close my eyes so I remember to forget? I was lost, and I was lost. Fingers crossed, I was lost, and I was lost. Falls were down, found the mother river in his lungs. Did he say crossed.
fingers crossed there off of Certain Seas debut EP. Catherine Whelan singing there with Austin Riopelle. 6:11 is your time. We've got a lot more from Certain Seas and Catherine Whelan throughout this hour as our radio concert on the Hill continues. We got a little bit of local news coming up next after this.
Chapel Hill and Durham are changing. It seems like every week there are more high-rise luxury condo buildings under construction. Now is the time to build your real estate portfolio. After we identify the perfect investment property, we take care of everything. Finding tenants, coordinating maintenance, and depositing your rental income at your bank. The local real estate market is changing, and at Louise Beck Properties, we can help you navigate the future. Visit louisebeckproperties.com for more information.
Hey, I'm Cappy Hagman, and as a local real estate agent with Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry & Walston, making sure folks feel secure at home is at the heart of everything I do. Unfortunately, a house doesn't feel like home when the family in it is going hungry. I'm proud to partner with 97.9 The Hill to help fill the bus for Table in support of their mission of feeding children in our community. Together we can make a difference. Here's Table's Suzanne Tormolin with more.
Table delivers bags of healthy non-perishables and fresh produce to over 700 kids every week. To make this happen, Table relies on donations from the community to fill their shelves. Without Table, these kids are at risk for hunger on the weekends, during school holidays, and the summer when they do not have access to meals at school.
Help us fill the bus for Table in partnership with Cappy Hagman Real Estate Group. Please take donations of non-perishable food items directly to Table's office at 309 East Main Street in Carrboro. Or stay home and make a financial contribution by visiting TableNC.org. All contributions to Table will help local children living with food insecurity.
Chapel Hill is a place known for education, but it's also a great community to do business in. Known as the southern part of heaven with small town charm and big city cultural and athletic events, this is a great place to call home. We also boast of one of the best public school systems in the country, world-class health care facilities, and access to the most talented and well-educated employees in the world.
Chapel Hill is an amazing place to start or grow your business. Go to open2.biz.
6:13, your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. Again, a radio concert on the Hill and much more from Catherine Whelan and Certain Seas coming up later on this hour. Quick update on local news. New restrictions going into effect today. In fact, they have already gone into effect as of 5 o'clock on retail stores and long-term care homes as North Carolina continues the fight against COVID-19. More outbreaks are being reported at nursing homes, including the Laurels of Chatham in Pittsburgh. 57 people there now have tested positive for the virus. There's also been an outbreak at the federal prison in Butner, and now one death there, an 81-year-old inmate who died after fighting the virus for 2 weeks. There are enforcement measures for all of these executive orders, including last week, Hillsborough police filed charges against a resident for hosting a block party in violation of the stay-at-home order. Officers do have the power to file charges in cases like that, but local police say their primary goal is just to make sure people are following the rules and staying safe. And for the most part, they say local residents have been doing a great job. Here's Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue talking in a video conversation last week with Town Manager Maurice Jones.
We're seeing largely outstanding compliance with the order and just fantastic cooperation from our community. That said, we have gotten a number of calls about potential violations of the stay-at-home order or violations of the physical distancing expectations. What you should expect is that an officer or officers will respond. As we've said throughout this event, however, our priority is community safety, not enforcement. So our officers have very, very clear expectations set for them that they are going to interact and educate with the community members where a violation is alleged to have occurred. I would say that oftentimes we've responded and found that in fact violations were not happening, but that has given us a chance to educate anyway, just disseminate some information for folks so they can share with their neighbors. Our goal would be to come through this event having made no criminal charges whatsoever. But it is important to note that violation of the stay-at-home order is a Class 2 misdemeanor that can carry up to a $1,000 fine and 60 days in jail. It is, of course, our goal not to bring any of those charges, and so far, Our community is doing an outstanding job in responding to this crisis.
That's Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue speaking there. Of course, a lot of local organizations have stepped up to help families and community members in need during this difficult time, including Porch Chapel Hill Carborough, the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, and the Town of Chapel Hill Housing Department. They've been working together on food distributions around town. A lot of those distributions have been taking place in public housing communities. Last week, though, they centralized them in the lower parking lot of the Chapel Hill Public Library. I had a chance to speak with Susan Brown, the director of the library, shortly after that took place. She talked about what she saw and what she felt seeing the group help so many people and seeing so many people in need.
It was really striking. So first of all, what struck me was the volunteers organizing the actual food bank. And there was an army of them, socially distanced, wearing their mask and gloves. I believe the woman's name from Porch is Debbie. Mm-hmm. She's this little petite lady who was just the sergeant at arms organizing everything. It was awesome. But what was really striking, and, you know, I'm not a person who gets choked up easily, but the number of people who were lined up needing food.
Yes.
There were cars up Library Drive snaking around our upper parking lot. By the time I left, cars were back up on Estes all the way back to Franklin. Many, many just glancing in cars and kind of waving and chatting with people. It was a lot of moms, a lot of grandmothers, a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. It was really, really striking. So
yeah,
they're doing good work. There's so much need out there. You know, I'm speaking as a person who's got a lot of job security, and has, you know, a steady income. So on behalf of those like me, if you have something to give, there's lots of places that need it. So.
Yeah. And Susan Brown speaking there. If you want more information on how you can get involved and help people in need, head to our website, chapelboro.com, and click on the How You Can Help page right at the top of the homepage. A long list of organizations that are stepping up their efforts to help folks in need in our community. They're all looking for donations and volunteers, so a lot of ways that we can all get involved. The COVID-19 epidemic taking a toll on all of us, of course, physically as well as financially. It's also having a serious effect on our mental health as well. If you're struggling with mental health issues through the epidemic, there is now a new statewide helpline specifically for mental health care. State Representative Greg Meyer of Orange County discussed the helpline recently on Facebook Live.
If you need emergency mental health system, you can dial **275. That's **ask, and you will have access to emergency mental health resources anytime you need it. That's **ask, ask, or **275.
Again, **275 for mental health assistance. And of course, you can always dial 911 if there's an emergency regarding physical health and safety. State governments have been leading the fight against COVID-19. Of course, that's come at a very high cost. And the stay-at-home orders also mean a huge drop in sales tax revenue, making it harder for states to perform all of their regular services, let alone the extra work needed to fight the virus. The federal government recently passed a $2 trillion relief bill, and a lot of that money goes to states, but the states are only allowed to use those funds to pay for things directly related to coronavirus, which means they're still stuck when it comes up to making up for that other lost revenue as well. The National Governors Association is now calling for an additional $500 billion in funding from the federal government to the states, with more flexibility to spend that money where it's needed. No movement on that yet from the federal government. Meanwhile, it's a little bit more complicated in North Carolina because, as we remember, the state never agreed on a budget last year, so that question is still up in the air. What can we expect state lawmakers to do about that situation? Greg Meyer, again, weighing in last week on Facebook Live on what is likely to happen when the General Assembly comes back to session later this month.
I think there's going to be a consensus emergency budget appropriation that happens at the end of this month, and that will address some emergency needs, and then we're probably going to take a break and work on trying to get a budget if we can agree to do it. before the end of the fiscal year, hopefully. But stay tuned, because that is all being figured out.
State Representative Greg Meyer there. He made all of those comments on Facebook Live. He's been doing these Facebook Live videos every weekday evening at 7:30, and they're all archived on his Facebook page, so you can check them out if you want. Time is 6:21. Get a quick update on weather as we're getting into the evening. 79 degrees still in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Nasty morning weather-wise for some of us, but turned into a really nice afternoon. Lows around 50 tonight with partly cloudy skies and then mostly clear tomorrow. A little bit cooler with highs in the mid-60s. We'll get some rain on Wednesday. It's going to be even colder that day with highs in the mid-50s and then back up around 70 for the rest of the week and weekend. Time is 6:21. We're going to go back to Radio Concerts on the Hill, and we'll hear more from Catherine Whelan and Certain Seas. We've got three songs off of their new self-titled EP coming up next after this.
Due to the impact COVID-19 is having on our community, University Kia would like you to know that their hearts go out to your family, friends, and neighbors as we get through this together. Under the recent announcements made for Durham County, car dealerships are essential businesses providing our community with reliable transportation. University Kia is taking all necessary precautions to keep their facilities safe, including social distancing and sanitizing the dealership throughout each day. University Kia wants you to know that safety is their top priority right now and are honored to continue serving their community.
Hi, this is Jason Dell from Bold Construction, and I'm here today to talk to you about relationships. No, not that relationship, but the one with your builder team. At Bold, we focus on creating an environment of trust, mutual respect, open communication, and friendship. Bold will be a part of your life from the dawn of your design, through your move-in date, and during the entire lifetime of your Bold home. Our relationship with our clients is as important to us as is the quality of their home. Build with passion. Build Bold.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We want to say a heartfelt thank you to all the folks in Chapel Hill who are supporting any local restaurant offering takeout right now, and especially our regular customers at 411 West and Squids who continue to support us. Squids offers curbside pickup Thursday through Monday, and 411 West is open 7 nights a week. And 411 West is offering all bottles of wine at half price and special family-style menus for these stay-at-home times. Check our website for menus and hours.
Hello from the town of Carrboro. This is Mayor Lydia Lavelle inviting you to Feel Free Fridays on 97.9 The Hill. You'll hear the voices of town staff giving you tips on safety, how we support local businesses, our plans for a sustainable community, what the town council and our employees are up to, and so much more.
Fridays on the Hill are made possible by the town of Carrboro, where all are welcome to feel free. Everything you need to know can be found on townofcarrboro.org.
Hello, this is Catherine Whelan. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission.
your letter in a box full of letters. Lay that alphabet on down. Holler empty to a big sky echo. Come back later for the sound. When you're gonna get around to it, when will it go and come around? I ain't gonna talk no sense until it sounds nonsensical. And when I wanna stay, where I wanna stay. Set the coordinates, a known location. Check those pockets on the way out. Trap the reminder of the scraps left over and keep them where they can be found. When you're gonna get around to it, will it go and come around? I ain't gonna talk no sense until it sounds nonsensical. And when I wanna stay, where I wanna stay. Cry there I was where I would have been, but still too soon to come away. Blank draw, talking to the calculations. Those loose bow lips have gone and sank the captain again. When you gonna get around to it, but will it go and come around? I ain't gonna talk no sense until it sounds nonsensical. And when I wanna stay, where I wanna stay.
This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Pittsburgh listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
She see is what you get, but I wouldn't hold my breath. What she see is what she. you get, but I wouldn't hold my breath. What you see is what you get, but I wouldn't hold my breath. What you see is what you get, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Certain Seas there with Hold My Breath. All of those songs off of their debut EP, self-titled, that came out in 2019. That's Catherine Whalen and Austin Riopelle together on that. You can get the full EP at certainseas.bandcamp.com. You can buy it there, and when you do, you will be supporting both Catherine and Austin, and we could all support each other through this. 6:32 is your time. It's Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission, specifically the spotlight today is on Catherine Whalen. We're focusing on Certain Seas mostly because that's her current project, but we are going to go to her solo work up next after this. We got a couple songs off her 2013 album, Madly Love. That's next.
97.9 The Hill has provided Chapel Hill and the surrounding community with news and information since 1953. We're proud to provide you with daily local news, both on the air and online at chapelboro.com. Please consider supporting us by making a financial contribution. You're in investment today helps with operations so that 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com can continue to serve this community. Please visit chapelboro.com and click the Support Us button or call us at 919-933-4165 for more information.
Tired of hearing your neighbor right next door? Come on out to Governor's Club. We have fabulous real estate and incredible lots with spectacular views. Enjoy life for a change. Homes range in price from $400,000 to over $4 million. Spectacular architecture, incredible views, and most importantly, wonderful people. Contact the experts at Governor's Club Realty. Governorsclub.com.
Craft your story with 1893 Brand Studio, a student-powered marketing agency offering all the tools you need to make your business or event shine. Whether it's graphic design and web development, branding and consulting, or marketing and campaign management, 1893 Brand Studio provides full-service support to connect you to our community. Get started today at 1893.com.
At Piedmont Health, the mission is to promote and sustain the independence of seniors wishing to remain in the community. Senior Care is a unique and complete health care program for seniors. It's not a nursing home. It's a program of all-inclusive care for the elderly, or PACE, in which seniors receive comprehensive long-term health, social, medical, and dietary care. It's a safe alternative to nursing home care.
Piedmont Health, because everyone deserves the benefits of a healthier life. Learn more at PiedmontHealthSeniorCare.org.
This hour of the Aaron Keck Show is presented by Tony Hall & Associates, where they don't just list houses, they sell them. Online at TonyHallAssociates.com.
It's 6:34 and you're listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. If you want to support out-of-work artists or arts organizations in Orange County and the employees of those organizations, there is a fund, the Orange County Arts Support Fund. You can find it online at artsorange.org/support fund. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. Thanks to the Orange County Arts Commission for making that happen, and thanks to them also for bringing us Radio Concerts on the Hill twice a week, Monday and Thursday. Tonight, the spotlight is on Catherine Whalen, the great artist in our community and has been for decades. Her current project that we've been focusing on so far this hour is Certain Seas, a duo with Austin Riopelle, and we've been hearing a number of songs off of their debut EP, which came out last year, self-titled. It's called Certain Seas. You can get it online. Right now, though, we're going to throw it back a little bit to 2013, and we're going to take a look at Catherine Whalen's solo album, Madly Love. Terrific stuff off of that, including this one right here. This is Catherine Whalen from 2013 with Roses and Pine.
Thank you.
quickly. Check on the children and get the wine. Naughty Jack Jingle, he got a black eye. Oh, there's none so rare in roses and pine. I want to sing. There's a piece of a song and it's on my mind. You left them sleeping like beggars anywhere they could find. Then you buried them deep in roses and
Ninety-seven-nine, The Hill.
Take a red bean brain and take the task to heart. You ran for gasoline. Fire start. Well, when we're sick and sad, I knew, and there's nothing more to say. We'll make the valleys ring with sound and the pounding of our brain. Thank you.
Catherine Whelan there from her 2013 album, Madly Love, that song called Gasoline. 6:42 your time. We're going to come back to Certain Seas, the new project, Catherine Whelan and Austin Riopelle. And we've got a brand new song from them, Hitherto Unheard. That's coming up next after this.
Hi, this is Kim Tesoro, CEO of the Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce. We are excited about the benefits and programs we are offering our chamber members to help their businesses thrive and grow. The Hillsborough Orange County Chamber is proud to support and promote member businesses through innovative community collaboration and advocacy. With over 70 events this year focused on business development, agribusiness, workforce development, and membership engagement, the opportunities for your business as a Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce member are limitless. As a member of the Chamber, you will have access to new partnerships and savings while also having the chance to offer member discounts of your own. Now, hear from Danny Black, Bigger Tables Culinary and Service Consulting.
One of the things I love about the Chamber is the fresh spirit of collaboration, of groups and people working together to make all the parts of our business community stronger and better.
Visit thehillsboroughchamber.com to learn more about our programs, how we can help you build new partnerships, and join the Hillsborough Orange County Chamber of Commerce today.
6:43 your time. Aaron Keck here with you on the Hill for the next 17 minutes. We'll stick with the music beginning at 7 o'clock after hours with AJ to take you through the rest of the night. This hour, we are live and local, and it being Monday, we've got radio concerts on the Hill made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. Today's spotlight is on Catherine Whelan and her amazing career. We're focusing mostly on her current project, which is a duo called Certain Seas. Catherine Whelan and Austin Riopelle, that came out with their debut self-titled EP last year. They are working on a new project now, a new album that is in the works and slated to come out fairly soon, maybe a little bit delayed with all that we're dealing with right now. But the music is in the works. It's actively being recorded. And speaking with Catherine and Austin the days leading up to tonight, they're really excited about this new project. They've got a lot of great songs that they're excited to get out to the world, including this one. This has not been officially recorded yet, but this is going to be on the next album when it comes out. This is Catherine Whelan and Austin Riopelle, Certain Seas. This is a song called Already New.
Thank you.
its debut right here on the Hill. That is a song called Already New. That's just the demo. The actual song will be a part of Certain Seas' next album when it's done. Excited to hear the finished product. 6:48 is your time. We're going to continue with Radio Concerts on the Hill. More from Catherine Whalen and Certain Seas after this.
Are you frustrated with the high cost of prescription ED medications? Southern Village Pharmacy now offers Tadalafil 20 mg, the active ingredient in Cialis, for only $5 per tablet. In addition, Sildenafil 20 mg is still available for $5 or less for a single treatment dose. Shipping is available within North Carolina. Visit SouthernVillageRx.com for information you can share with your doctor to help discuss if these options are right for you. Southern Village Pharmacy, located in Chapel Hill, online at SouthernVillageRx.com or 919-240-4084.
I'm Bright McConnell, inviting you to join me for an exploration of Carolina Next, UNC's strategic plan for a new decade and a new generation. You'll hear exclusive conversations on 97.9 The Hill with UNC administrators, faculty, and staff as they discuss this important initiative that will steer UNC into the future. Airing monthly on The Aaron Keck Show, these conversations about Carolina Next, innovations for public good, are made possible by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and are on demand at chapelboro.com and unc.edu.
Hello, this is Catherine Whalen. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission.
Grocery store in a parking lot. No one going to give what they might have bought. And I hate the
.97.9 The Hill.
Fittingly ending Radio Concerts on the Hill tonight with a song called Good Night. That is Catherine Whalen and Austin Riopelle together, Certain Seas, that off of their debut EP, which came out last year, self-titled. You can get it online at certainseas.bandcamp.com. Buy the album online. You'll be supporting that band. Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible, as always, by the Orange County Arts Commission. If you want to support out-of-work artists, employees of arts organizations, and arts organizations in general in our community, there is a fund, the Orange County Arts Support Fund. Find out more information and donate online at artsorange.org/support fund. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. And thanks to the Orange County Arts Commission for making that happen and for making Radio Concerts on the Hill possible twice a week. Our next one is coming up on Thursday. Excited about it. Our spotlight artist is going to be Jess Klein.